Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And now she would never rat us out to the cops, our loyal archaeologist of the cultural big dig, our cosmologist of the digiverse, Melissa Locker, whose work has appeared in The Guardian and Time, is here with a distraction to save us from boredom when we are not driving, but have a few hours to kill. Distract me, Melissa, and welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So give me something to do. Come on, give me something.
Okay, so there is a web series, which I will admit is not new, but it has just been picked up by a Canadian film producer named Graham Manson, who created a TV show that everyone else should be watching called Orphan Black. And so I think you need to start watching this web series right now so that when it does become a hit TV show, you can say you knew about it way back when.
All right, let's make a list. First of all, Orphan Black. Second, the show you're about to recommend.
Whatever Linda. Yeah, so basically the show is about a group of secretaries in 1978 New York, and they are working at a financial firm on Wall Street, and they're completely ignored, and somehow they sneak in through the side and start the biggest Ponzi scheme ever.
And here's what Linda faces on the job.
Somehow, in the short time that you've been here as a paper pusher in a skirt, you've managed to edge your way to the plum position of making Ponzi-like promises to our most wealthy clients. Imagine the size and scale of my itch at this moment, Miss Thoroughbred. Now, before I terminate you and alert the authorities, is there anything that you want to tell me?
I mean, I don't even think Charles Dickens could have come up with the name Linda Thoroughbred.
Right?
That's good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Linda Thoroughbred?
You must be Sheila.
My. Would you consider turning down the volume, as this is a rather corporate environment?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll whisper.
Not your voice. Your face.
And it works for her. She makes it, you know, it happens. So the way I've been thinking about the show, it's very glitzy. It's very well produced, which is pretty impressive considering it's a web series, which,
right,
you know, aren't necessarily going to be high budget productions. But it really kind of reminds me of Mad Men. And there's a kind of iconic scene from the final season of Mad Men where Peggy Olson is walking down the hallway with a cigarette and her sunglasses on, carrying a box. And she has this definite, like, whatever attitude. For me, that seems like the point where this show could pick up. Like, Peggy Olson could walk out the office, walk down to Wall Street, and then start starring in Whatever Linda.
Which is about the disillusionment of what happened after the 60s?
Yeah, or it's just sort of how, you know, women have been really overlooked, and how the, you know, incredibly smart women who were working as secretaries were able to come together and, underneath the nose of these very powerful men, start an incredibly powerful and successful Ponzi scheme.
Any particular breakout performances?
The show was created and stars a woman named Hannah Cheeseman, and she's great. And I understand that she's probably going to be starring in the TV show as well, but obviously it's very early in development, so who knows? But she is great.
Are the bad guys the good guys here in this?
Oh, absolutely. It's like you are rooting for them. And I have to admit, the show gets very dark. She has a lot of guilt. She has a lot of struggles. There's some deaths. There's some cover-ups. And obviously the whole basis of the show is a massive financial crime that probably robbed a bunch of people of house and home. You know, the show's creators did get inspired by Bernie Madoff. There's drama, there's tension, and there's 1970s New York with sort of the big hair and the crazy fashion. There's nothing not to love about this.
Melissa Locker, culture reporter. It's written for The Guardian and Time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Last week, I spoke with StoryCorps founder Dave Isay at WNYC's Green Space. In our wide-ranging conversation, we talked about his new book, which tells stories from the heart of the American workforce.
It's a love letter to people who do these jobs that, in this world that we talked about, this kind of crazy world we're living in, don't get the love they deserve. It's about OBGYNs and sanitation workers and social workers and nurses and people who do this profound work and who deserve to have a light shined on them.
You can watch our conversation on Dave Isay's new book, Calling, The Purpose and Passion of Work, at facebook.com/thetakeaway.